This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, thank you all for being here. This is a week of craziness and travel, which is good. Sometimes it's good. Shakes us up. Helps us see things in a different light. And, of course, every time we interact with new folks, we can be uplifted by the experience. But choose the folks you interact with carefully, of course, and let Spirit guide you, as I try to do in my life. We've got the Health Freedom Expo coming up this weekend, Thursday. We've got the event in Oconomowoc, just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. And we then have a number of things going on. I've got, let's see if I can get them to reconnect. If you can try to reconnect, I don't know. Yeah, try and reconnect. Just reconnect, same link. Hopefully it'll get worked out.
You don't even understand what happened. Our internet just went off.
Oh, your internet went down. Okay, so we...
I mean, just crazy. Just give it to me. I mean, we're playing. This internet never goes down, never.
We got Dr. Stella Emanuel on the phone right now. As you see, I'm hearing her on the air, and she's talking to me. So, Dr. Stella, your internet just suddenly went down out of nowhere. It never goes down.
It never goes down. So, yeah, so we got to take authority over the principalities and powers and the rulers of darkness of this world, spiritual wickedness in high places, and we cancel their assignment in the name of Jesus.
So we'll look forward to getting you back on today, hopefully, yes. If you can, if it comes back on soon.
It's just coming back on.
It is, okay. All right, so connect as soon as you're able. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
All right. So Dr. Stella called and said their power went out or internet went out or something, and suddenly and out of... the blue. So it really wasn't on our end, the thing that happened.
Kind of weird. We've had things like this happen before with guests.
But the timing is strange with Dr. Stella. You know, and I was going to talk to her about that jokingly, of course, that right. When she came out and spoke what she spoke, and this is, what, a year ago now? I don't know how long ago it was.
Yeah, about.
About the 100% success. And this was at the steps of the Supreme Court. They were speaking, the frontline doctors.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And she was saying... we have 100% success in recovery. Nobody dies of COVID in our clinic. And she was talking about hydroxychloroquine and things.
And then, play you the video, except it's been scrubbed from pretty much everywhere.
Yeah, it doesn't exist anymore. And we played at the time. We didn't have her on the show. We actually played a little bit of that press conference.
That's right. We got dinged.
Two shows in a row were removed from YouTube before we were fully deplatformed.
That's right.
Which tells you how... right, that group was in utilizing the things they did to help people. Now, I'm not saying it's the only way to go, but when you're over the target, that's when the flak is happening, right? And they said, oh, we can't have that happen. These are doctors, and we're going to try and discredit her. And, of course, they went back to her religious beliefs, her cultural experiences in West Africa, which, I'm so excited to talk to her about because I've experienced a little bit of it in my two trips to West Africa. And my experience with the culture, which was quite different, as you might imagine, than our culture here in the United States. And so, let's see, we're on rendezvous right now, but couldn't connect. All right, let's see. I'm going to do, one more second here. Bear with me. And I'm going to disconnect and reconnect. Everybody should still be with us. And there is Dr. Stella Emanuel. Let's see if it puts you back in here. Again, this is on the fly, y'all. We're trying to make it happen. And we'll see if I can bring Dr. Stella back in. Replace networking now and see what happens. Okay, I still don't have visual on it, Super Don. Do you see them?
No, I've got nothing on this one.
Okay. Well, they're trying, and hopefully we can keep going, but I do see them trying to reconnect. Now, whether we can ascribe nefarious attempts at suppression of freedom of speech as to what's happening right now on the show or not, I can't say. I don't claim to be omniscient that way. But it is strangely suspicious in timing when we have experienced references to Cella Emanuel and being banned ourselves on YouTube twice and other social media platforms, and then ultimately being deplatformed completely from YouTube. All right, I think we got her. Let's see. Dr. Stella Emanuel, let's see if we can hear you.
Yes, can you hear me?
Hey, hallelujah, amen.
Yeah. I was just about to join and the internet went
wow.
So we have to practically pray and take over the authority over the airwaves for the internet to come back on.
Well, I was talking half jokingly about you because we've wanted you on since you started talking with the frontline doctors about your experience and having 100% success. People aren't dying in my clinic of COVID. And we of course played your clips when you were, I was so like, oh my gosh, she's amazing. And those were the first two shows that got us banned on YouTube for those two shows that we actually played clips of you talking. Eventually, we got completely deplatformed from YouTube and Spotify because we spoke the truth, as did you.
Yes.
And it tells you everything you need to know about who's in control, who's in charge, and what they want spoken out into the world.
Yes,
and
yeah, they're doing everything to stop us. But you know what? When God is in control of your life, nobody can stop you.
Well, and in the media and in medicine, they often don't remember that.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. They've completely gone atheistic. And look, it's everybody's choice to do how they want, believe what they want. But it is different when they start saying, we have to believe the way they believe, we have to act what they want us to do. That's where it crosses the line.
Yes,
because
yes.
As I've said, one of the greatest gifts that God gave any of us is freedom, his choice, his agency.
Freedom, yes.
And I want to inspire people. I don't
yes.
want to force people to do that which they're not ready or wanting to. I want to inspire them to do it. And you've inspired a lot of people, and I thank you for that.
Amen. We thank God for that. You know, when I was telling one lady, I said, you know, when I went to the Supreme Court, the steps of the Supreme Court that day and stood out there and said, you know, nobody has to die from COVID, hydroxychloroquine works, we've treated a lot of patients. I know I did not stand out there to talk about I was a pastor. I went there as a doctor talking about hydroxychloroquine. So, and then they got my whole ministry and everything all jamboxed in it. But you know what? I think it was God that did that because they opened the world for me to be a woman of science and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out my ministry. They exposed my ministry as a deliverance ministry. They exposed my messages. They ridiculed me. And in that ridicule, God always gets glory out of it. So at the end of the day, I'm a woman of science and a woman of the spirit. Anybody that calls me to come and talk or give a speech or interview know that we're going to be talking about hydroxychloroquine and Jesus. That's amazing.
I love it. Now, Dr. Emanuel, Dr. Stella, when I yes. went to Nigeria, that's where you're originally from, correct?
Cameroon, actually.
I apologize.
Nigeria.
West Africa, and I was in Ghana as well. You know, my experience culturally, I know every country is unique and different to some degree, but there was a lot of similarity in the way people there viewed the world. And also, what I might call the harsh reality of life, that it wasn't as easy and cushy. You didn't have this, every day you wake up, and you have this expectation, well, I don't really have to do it. The food's going to be there. My home's going to be above my head. I can move about. And I found the people there were much more appreciative of every breath they took because every day was not met with the automatic assumption that they're going to live through it, that every day and every moment could be their last. And I saw an overt appreciation of life that I don't see in a lot of the Western world in America. And I'm not denigrating my own country and the experience because it is a unique experience, too, and it's wonderful. But the appreciation for life I gained from visiting there. And also to see the manifestation of the spirit even physically, whereas our minds in the West think, oh, that's not real. This is it. And there it's sort of like life is so tenuous that the reality of spirit in life is manifesting physically and miraculously every
yeah.
moment of every
yes.
day. And I don't know if many Westerners understand that unless they go there.
Yeah. The issue with like being in West Africa or Central Africa, the issue there is they don't have a welfare system. So the rich are rich. Those that are able to do it, they are able to do it. And then the rest of people that don't have, there's no welfare system to catch them. So everybody has to hustle. And everybody has to believe. and everybody has to trust. But the beauty back home is that there's this sense of community, the sense of sharing that, you know, in like big cities like Lagos or like Douala or Yaoundé, you have homeless people. But in our villages, we don't have homeless people because there's a sense of community. You take care of your family and your extended family and your extended family. Everybody is kind of like part of the community. Even those that are like lunatics, those that are that have like schizophrenia, they roam around in the streets and they can enter just about any house and eat. So that is there's something beautiful about that.
Yes.
That is different from if out here they don't have the welfare system, people will be dead and gone. There will be no way, there's no catch system. But I think the community, sense of community actually holds up everybody. And of course, if you live in a place where you have to struggle sometimes to eat. I mean, I grew up in a middle class family, so I didn't really struggle. You know, my both of my parents were teachers. And, you know, I went to college and, you know, so I didn't, you know, but I didn't have some of the stresses other people had. But I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a sense of community. So coming from that, I went to school I'm originally from West Africa, Cameroon. Mm-hmm. Central Africa. I keep calling it West Africa. Okay. Central Africa. Then I went to school in Nigeria, right next door.
That was the Nigerian connection. I apologize. That's what was drawing me in.
So I went to medical school in Nigeria, where we took care of patients. We took care of malaria patients at any level. You know, some of the newborns, not newborns. Newborns don't really get malaria. Like a little older patients, you know, 6 months, 1 year old. We took care of malaria patients all through, you know. So taking care of malaria patients at that level and using hydroxy and not hydroxychloroquine, chloroquine, mefloquine, and all the quinones. Mm-hmm. So this is something that I was used to. So, and I was positioned by divine intervention to be in Houston just before COVID started. I used to practice in Louisiana. And in 2012, God told me to move to Houston. And I transitioned to Houston, settled into Houston, and was still going back and forth. In that transition period, I started working in the emergency room. I went back to working in the emergency room. I'm a pediatrician by training here. I did general medicine back home. Came here, did pediatrics, opened a pediatric clinic, worked back and forth in the emergency room. So at the time I was transitioning to Houston, I moved to just working in the emergency room, which gave me three, four years of intubating patients and resuscitating very sick respiratory patients and all kinds of stuff. Just put me back in the experience to take care of COVID. So all things always just work together if your life is called. So with that, I was right here in Houston. I just acquired a clinic from it was a Japanese doctor that just passed away, and the family sold the clinic to me like in September. So you can imagine, because he was Japanese, we had a lot of Japanese and Chinese and Indians and a lot of Asian people coming to the clinic. About 20% of my patients were that, and then Hispanics and the rest. So by February we're hearing about this virus.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
And I'm like, it's coming from China, and I have a lot of Chinese people coming to my clinic, and oh, we're all gonna die. It was crazy. So we got all the PPE. We had like suits, tie big suits, we had the mask, we had the scarf, we had the, if you walk into our clinic, we look like we're about to go out to outer space. And that's how we did it, and and then sometime in March, just when this started, the Lord showed me a dream of that this was something really diabolic. And then my friend called me, a pharmacy friend of mine called me and said, they are using hydroxychloroquine in Europe. I was like, what? I know hydroxychloroquine. This is medication I'm used to. Mm-hmm. So I basically took hydroxychloroquine, started using the malaria dose, and it worked. And then I called, then I started looking at other, I went to read and study, found this study that was done actually under Anthony Fauci that said chloroquine is a potent inhibitor of SARS-CoV-1. And especially with zinc, it opens its zinc channels, it stops replication, it stops uptake. So to me, that was like, hey, let's do it. So we started using this to take care of patients. In that early period, we could not even find hydroxy because like they are doing with monoclonal antibodies right now, the government hoarded all hydroxychloroquine. We used mefloquine and it worked. We use another one of the quinines and it works.
Yeah.
So that is kind of how it happened. And then, of course, we started having hydroxy. We started using it. The results were amazing. I was excited. I went online. I tried to tell people, oh, my God, listen, we're treating COVID. It's doing well. And then we saw what Zelenko's protocol. We heard from Didi Raho in France and all that stuff. So I was excited. My God, I went on Facebook, started telling people that this is what I'm using. I was part of a doctor group that had about 35,000 people. Oh, this is what I'm using. Oh, my God, they attacked me. They're like, no, it doesn't work. You need a double-blinded study. Oh, you're just, they just attacked me. It was crazy.
Well,
I am seeing patients 2 days. They're getting better. 2 days.
Oh, and then they, of course, attacked your faith. They try to attack the messenger.
Yes.
Because they can't attack the message.
Yes.
And you, of course, having a deep faith and abiding by that faith and living in order to preserve life, thought, how can I be silent?
No.
I must speak. And you're in America, a place where free speech is. And we find out, oh, my gosh, America has devolved into something else, unfortunately. I don't mean everywhere and everyone, but significantly the power structure, the authoritarians within it, trying to dictate what can and cannot be done, even to doctors duly qualified, like yourself, with having success that you described that was not, nobody disputed your success. They just said, we got to attack this doctor. We got to get her off the airwaves. We can't let anybody hear this message.
And you know, at that time it was 300 patients, but right now we're easily hitting 80,000. And we're probably seeing about prophylaxis, maybe 50,000, maybe sick patients, about maybe 30,000, with very few deaths. But we've registered a few deaths now because patients are coming to us that are very sick. Patients are coming to us that, with people practically run into my clinic with oxygens of 70. We have this picture that I took in front of my clinic. People just come in with their chairs and they sit out outside. They line up as if they're going to Black Friday because many people are not taking care of patients and they're hearing about they're coming there, they're getting better, they're sending their family members. So it's been an amazing experience for me and all my staff and the numerous.
What a journey.
You know, yes, it's been really amazing. But you know what I tell people right now? I said, you know, We did one thing. When they said hydroxychloroquine works, in that same study under Anthony Fauci, they say it could be used both as prevention, almost used as a vaccine, because it was so good that it will stop the viral uptake and replication if hydroxychloroquine and zinc are in the cell culture. So that is why we started taking it. I've been taking hydroxychloroquine for the past year and a half, two pills once a week, Sunday medicine. And people get COVID, I'd give patients breathing treatment without a mask. They breathe on me. Most of my staff, if people come to our church, we make them to sign a document, and then we give them hydroxychloroquine. We stay open all this while. People don't even come to our church and live out of there and get COVID. And we sing, we worship, we dance, we praise God. And people have come to our church that have COVID and they didn't spread it.
Right, right.
Because when they, you know,
but
so it's been a very unique experience. And then, you know, so, and then I wrote about it, my book.
Oh, that's right. I want everybody to know about this. And by the way, we have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Let me just show you right now.
Yes.
When you're at the website, hopefully you're listening and watching here with us at robertscottbell.com/listen. But we have a link to the book at Charisma House. And it's Stella Manuel, MD, Let America Live.
Yes, yes.
And it's really, again, I just got it, so I apologize. I have not been able to read it yet. But
the book has sci-fi. It has hydroxychloroquine. It has the deep spiritual implication of this battle. And we're going to go into it a little more.
Yeah.
Very deep. How deep this battle is, you can't even imagine. It has all that. It has protocols for treatment for people that are in countries or places where there are people that go across the border to get hydroxychloroquine. For Mexico, we put the protocols here to help them.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Long-time listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With COVID-19 cases surging, just as students are about to return from Christmas break, dozens of colleges are moving classes online once again for at least the first week or so of the semester, and some warn it could stretch longer if the wave of infection doesn't subside soon. This, as Dr. Jill Garipoli-Petalino tells CNN, it's key for elementary age school students and high school students to be back in the classroom.
And if you think about it, these families want their children to go back. They need them for the children's physical and academic and mental health to go back. The parents need to go back to work, so there's a lot of variables here.
Three people are feared dead after a wildfire swept through a Colorado suburb. The fire north of Denver destroying homes this week and burning over 6,000 acres. This is USA Radio News. New Year, same travel issue for thousands of Americans.
Around 4,500 New Year's Day flights were canceled, including 2,500 affecting the United States, as air carriers continue to struggle with COVID-19 and the winter holiday weather. The most affected U.S. carriers were, in order, Southwest, SkyWest, American, Delta, and United. The majority of the U.S. cancellations were from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport. Many of them were delayed due to the New Year's Day snowstorm. The city received 9 inches of snow over the holiday. With more than 12,000 flights canceled since Christmas, the holiday travel season has been thrown into turmoil by the Omicron variant of COVID-19. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
World through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we have a lot of stuff that we put in this book, and then at the end of the day we actually talk about how America got here spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
And it ends up with 10-point plan to disciple America back to God. And then he has prayer points, he has prayer for the nation, prayer for personal revival. There's just a lot of stuff. You know, it's a pretty comprehensive book.
It's amazing to me, but it's something I've pointed out. Very often it takes folks from outside of the United States of America to come to America to remind us of why America is so special on this planet. And that acknowledgement of spiritual freedom, of which our founders yearned for, to come here to found this country eventually. Mm-hmm. That we've devolved far, far away from that to a secular church or religion, a false teaching of, I call it pharmaceutical mysticism, Dr. Emanuel. I'm trained as a homeopath, and I visited doctors in Ghana and Nigeria back in the 90s. And I met with the doctors, and you know what I told them? This was the funny thing. They're looking at this white guy from America, and all the white people from America would come to Africa to be tell them how it's done, right? Because we're so, right? I'm going to them, I'm going, please, go into the bush and save the medicine of your ancestry, because we are toast without that. And, of course, the basis, even as you know, for hydroxy is quinine.
Yes.
It's a botanical. And, of course, Dr. Samuel Hahnemann out of Germany identified that quinine would cause in excess symptoms that mimic fever, malaria, and he developed an entire holistic system called homeopathy based on that identification of a botanical in a different form could reverse it. Now, we see this done allopathically much more safely than things like remdesivir, which are devastating to the liver and the kidneys, destroying people's health.
So they're trying to kill us. That's just it. We need to get to the bottom line and say, these people are trying to kill us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've watched Dr. Bill Gates' famous speech.
Right.
He laughed. He said, "Well, that you know, you have to bring down the carbon emission. You know, one of these has to get down to zero." And people laughed, and they put the population of people outside. And people laugh. And then they put a whole bunch of people with different cultures out. He said, "You know, with good vaccines and birth control, we can reduce the population by 10 to 15%. Has anybody asked again why somebody like that will be sponsoring vaccines and you want to take it?
Mm-hmm.
If somebody tells you that with good vaccines, they want to reduce the world by 10 to 15%, would you let that person vaccinate you?
Yeah.
But there's this veil over the minds of people, you know?
Yeah.
As we're digging deeper into this thing, I'm realizing that it's not just about, this is not about big pharma making money. It's way deeper.
Oh, yeah.
We're in Revelation. We're in Revelation 13, where they want to cheat, they want to corrupt everybody. If you read in the book of Genesis, it talks about how the sons of God came down and they saw the daughters of men, they slept with them, and they produced hybrids. These hybrids were corrupt. These hybrids were violent. These hybrids then God said that all flesh had become corrupt before him. All flesh. Even if you read in the book of Jude, they talk about these filthy dreamers, they defile the flesh. Mm-hmm. So the devil has one thing in mind. He wants to vaccinate all 7 billion people because he wants you and I to be corrupted, our DNA to be corrupted.
Right.
Can you imagine that they're going to bring, it's not even a vaccine, a genetic modification. I tell people, I say, it's not about dying, it's about whether you die human.
Mm. Oh, yeah, you've nailed it. This is what I've been saying about the alteration of our genetic code.
Yes.
Man's arrogance thinks he can outcreate the creator, and this is what I think was referenced in the Bible as well. They didn't call it genetic engineering. They didn't know DNA, the terminology.
Yes,
but it is exactly that, the reprogramming of our DNA, and it's also part of what we call transhumanism.
Transhumanism, yes.
Yeah.
They want us to be human 2.0.
Mm-hmm.
They want you and I. They want all 7 billion people to become human 2.0. So what do they do? I said, COVID is a Trojan horse for vaccine. COVID was a Trojan horse to bring the vaccine program. And to show you how deeply diabolic and demonic this is, there's so much that is coming out, but they are plowing through with the vaccine. They are plowing through with it. They are finding out that this COVID was manufactured in the lab.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's hearing about it. They are holding meetings in the Senate. They are plowing through vaccines. They are holding meetings in the Senate about hydroxychloroquine works. They are holding meetings in the Senate about ivermectin works. They are plowing through the vaccine. They are holding meetings to say that children are getting myocarditis. They are plowing through with the vaccine. They are going to countries where there is no COVID. They are giving COVID vaccines. People are falling, dropping dead. They are plowing through with the vaccine. It's like everything, no matter what we do, people are coming out with all kinds of side effects. They are trying right now to vaccinate our children all the way to 6 months. Why? They want all 7 billion people corrupted. Because the Bible says that all flesh was corrupted before God. So in the end time battle, what they want to do is corrupt all flesh. People think, just go to Revelation 13. It talks about how in the last days, you're not going to be able to buy or sell except you get the mark,
mm-hmm.
you get the number,
yep.
or you get the name of the beast.
Yep.
Mark of the beast, Revelation 13, 17. The number of the beast or the name of the beast. A lot of people say, "Oh my God, no, this is not going to happen till we get a mark on our hand." I said, go back and read the Bible. It says you get the mark, the number, or the name. Moderna vaccine has luciferase in it.
Right. And
a lot of these vaccines have a lot of 666 in it. The bottle, everything, the contact tracking, everything.
And I want to bring up, just like we talked about the genetic engineering of today, mm-hmm. they didn't have the language to describe it that way back then. The same thing with the mark. They describe it in a certain way, but it manifests in a different way. The language is different. You begin to interpret. You go, this is clearly that. This is not subtle.
And, can they see? Yeah. You can't go to the store without the vaccine. You can't go to a ball game without a vaccine. In fact, in countries like Israel right now and, like, you know, and in Australia, you can't even come out of your house. Oh. At what point do humanity say, this sounds like what the Bible said? That's why I have a show, I call it Where Bible Science and Current Events Meet. But this is like you're seeing the Bible right here. You know, I was speaking to Dr. Carrie Madde. You know Dr. Carrie Madde?
Yeah.
I spoke to Carrie this morning. She was talking about how they've looked at this vaccine under the microscope. And they are seeing these creatures that those creatures described in Revelation. They're actually seeing things that are moving. Some that looks like snakes. Some that looks like... I mean, we need to expose this stuff. And people are just taking it. People are just taking that, think about it. They told you take a vaccine, you'll be fine. It's safe and effective. They come back, it's not effective against the Lambda or the Delta or the Mu or whatever. Oh, yeah, even if you get the vaccine, you still have to wear a mask because, you know, it really, you can still transmit the virus. Is that what they told us when they started? They said, everybody on TV, safe and effective. If, how are you going to say it's safe and effective? And I say, but you can still get sick, so wear the mask. Or you can still get sick, so social distance. Safe and effective. Oh, no, you can still end up in the hospital. You might not die. Safe and effective. So there is such a mantra, such a misinformation, and it's programming the people.
Yeah.
I was watching Charles Morgan. Charles Morgan is a guy that used to work for DARPA. He gave a lecture at West Point, and he said that with the new technology coming, they're going to be able to program people and give them false memories. That they found out that when they did the experiment, if they gave enough stress, everybody took the false memory. Mm-hmm. That they could practically program you even while you slept. While you slept, they'll program you, and you wake up from sleep and believe what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
That well, you apparently, do actually think it's your own thoughts.
Apparently, they've been doing it for a while because we look around. We see people and we say, how do they not see the things that we are talking about? And we begin to realize we are a highly programmable species. Yes. We are very vulnerable when we abandon the spirit. Mm-hmm. And that's a big problem here. Yes. And I realize everybody's got a different way they do it, worship it, or call it. And I'm not talking about telling people how to do it, what to do. I think those things are out there. But I want to inspire people back to it like you are, to recognize that is how we can deprogram.
Yeah, I actually want to tell people Jesus is the way. And if you don't have Jesus in your heart, at the end time battle, it's going to be Jesus and God. It's going to be the devil and Jesus. All the other versions of it are not going to be there. It's going to be the devil and Jesus. If you don't choose God and choose life and light, by default, the devil will choose you. And the reason why America became so great was because America was a Christian nation founded on Christian principles. I was reading, there was a document, it's actually written in my book, about some lady that did a 10-point plan to disciple a nation away from God.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things in the 10-point plan is to bring up other religions at par with Christianity so it can dilute the whole God concept. The base art, television, everything that will attack demonic spirits in our children's minds, and every other show on Disney's witchcraft, and we program them and just get them all indoctrinated and indoctrinate them to hate the America. Just indoctrinate them to hate their parents and go against their parents and choose the government. So there's a lot of stuff. That's why I say I write in this book, I break down how we got here. It was deliberate. It was a deliberate plan.
Certainly.
And in that deliberate plan, the church was sleeping.
Well, also, and look, I know you're a medical doctor, but I've faulted the system in which you have been trained in, not you, because you've woken up and see through it, and you're not falling prey to the programming there, but it's a godless teaching of fear, and even the germ theory, which... Mm-hmm. frightens people into doing things that are detrimental to their health and the health of their children. Has circumvented the love of God that overwhelms the fear of things like germs artificially induced and programmed due to the wrong-headed idea that Louis Pasteur was a god on Earth that established this idea that we must fear germs. They're going to kill us unless we kill them first. So we have to live in war mentality all the time. And in war mentality, we exhaust ourselves to the point of weakness physically, emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. We can't live in that state permanently.
We create these super bugs while we're trying to kill the germs. Instead of letting them live in harmony, we create super bugs, you know? I mean, I met one of the chiropractors at the conference we went to in Colorado, and I was laughing. I said, you know, we created a vitamin supplement, immune supplement for especially for people that, for all these viruses, that has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin in one pill. So I was laughing. I said, you know, I said, we MDs have spent years just laughing at homeopaths and all the chiropractors. I said, oh, yeah, you're weird people. Come on. We, you know, if you eat vegetables, that's all you need. What do you guys talk about vitamins? Right now, we are the one pushing the vitamins. I'm really realizing that for years, we treated illness instead of promoting wellness. And that is the thing, the switch that I've made in my mind right now. Like, even vaccines and everything is about treating illness.
Yeah.
You know, injecting some foreign stuff. For years, for decades and decades, we have lived in harmony with the world. God created germs. If you scan your body, there are millions of germs all over you. Yeah. And you live in harmony. Just like they're telling us right now that, oh, the carbon dioxide that we breathe out is causing global warming. No. When we breathe out carbon dioxide, the plants take it, and then they breathe out oxygen, we take it. This has been created for years, for generations.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit SovereignSilver.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Scott Bell Show.
I'm going to be in New York on this weekend too with Angela Sutton King. Mm-hmm. Just to awaken the black community and talk to our people, you know.
Yes.
I'm going to be there with Carrie Maddie actually.
Okay.
Carrie Maddie and I is going to be there this weekend. Beautiful. So I'm going to go to K-Clark on Friday, Saturday, and we'll head to New York.
Yep.
And I'll be in New York on Monday and stuff like that. So it's amazing what, you know, but we just have to travel around the country and tell people that, you know what, you don't have to die. You don't have to live in fear. You can connect with your people again. And you know what? People are asking, what do we do if we've taken the vaccine? I would say, pray, repent, ask for the blood of Jesus to cleanse you, and then use all the supplements to purge that nanoparticle out of you.
Yeah.
We're putting together something like that. I was talking to, Dr. Mare and also, oh my God, her name just escapes me. So we're sitting together and we're talking about, you know, what we can do to put together and just bring it out to the people so that we know how to escape, you know.
Well, we need to talk off the air, of course, about
yes.
these things. I'm so grateful
yes.
that we could finally connect today.
So get my book.
Yes.
Go to Amazon. Where did it say? Barnes & Noble?
Wherever we got it. I got a link here. I'm going to show everybody on screen. In the show notes today at robertscottbell.com, hour two, our special guest, her book, Let America Live, exposing the hidden agenda behind the 2020 pandemic, my journey. And what a journey it is. If you click on that link, it will take you right to the book where you can get it. If you want to go through Amazon, of course, wherever you get it, get it. But
yes.
We have it directly at the publishing house at Charisma House. Empowering
awesome.
People through spiritual resources. Great group there.
Yeah.
And I encourage everybody. You can download a free sample. Just put your email there and you can get
yes.
a little bit of it. But hopefully
I get it from Charisma House. They've been great. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're terrific. And I think that, I know you can get it at secondary booksellers, but it's nice to get it directly from those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty, and a reconnection on a spiritual basis to recognize what we're all going through here and how we
can
help one another out. Yeah,
my website is Dr. Stella MD, drstellamd.com. drstellamd.com.
Okay.
You watch a lot of the messages that we've done. You can get a book up there too, and you know you can if you're sick and you need to see a doctor, just go on drstellamd.com. Mm-hmm. A doctor will see you, and you know we'll get things going.
All right. Well, let me know when's a good time, or have your people contact my people, whatever it is, so we can talk again off the air about some of these projects. I can help with, offer any assistance. I'll be happy to do so.
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yeah.
You know, but America, you don't have to live in fear. It's time for you to wake up, seek God, connect back to God, read your Bible. Get your vitamins, get yourself healthy, get a lot of sunshine, hug your friends again, and just make sure that we stand and say, no, we need to quit complying, you know. Thank God that they couldn't take away our guns. Look at what's happening in Australia.
Oh, I know. You're right. A self-defense is a critical defense. It's not about hunting, although that's fine, too. It's about defending yourself from tyrannical forces.
Yes. So we give up this.
God bless you.
Let me pray before we go.
Dr. Stella Emanuel, we're about at the end. So now, throw a prayer out for everybody.
Father, we thank you today, oh God. I thank you for your grace, your mercy upon our nation. I thank you, Father, for waking up our people, tearing the veil of darkness over everybody's mind in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that your healing balm will flow through this nation and bring healing. Father, I thank you that by your mercy, oh God, you begin to wake up everyone, oh God, that's been blinded by this internet of things in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that the angels of the living God will go through this nation. They will crash. They will destroy all this demonic, diabolic technology. Father, set confusion among them like you did in the days of Jehoshaphat in the name of Jesus, that they will be confused, they will fight, they will destroy one another, they will expose one another in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh God, for my brother here and for all the people that are standing, oh God. I pray for your hand of protection upon all of them. I pray for your hand of mercy upon our nation. Lord, I pray, oh God, that you will rise up in this nation like a mighty, powerful God, the way you did in the days of Egypt, the way you parted the Red Sea and brought Pharaoh and that system to his knees. Father, that the border of heaven will come down and fight for people. Father, I pray, Lord, that you will show us mercy and bring revival, that people will wake up, they will connect to you, oh God, lest they perish. King of glory, we give you praise. I thank you, Lord, that the airwaves in this nation will start singing the glory of God again. Father, I thank you, King of glory, that only you can fight and win this battle for us, that you will not leave us alone in the name of Jesus. King of glory, we thank you for healing in the hospitals, that your healing power, your healing balm will go into the hospitals in the name of Jesus. Father, you begin to remove all these diabolic people from our hospitals, oh God, and just let your power come and bring doctors and nurses into the hospitals that will care about the patients in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you. I break the spirit of fear. I cast it out of our nation. King of glory, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Dr. Emanuel. May the blessings be, and the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
PCR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.